Good morning. Welcome to the AXA Group's half-year results. They will be presented by Thomas Buberl, CEO, and Etienne Bouas-Laurent, CFO. The presentation will be followed by a Q&A session in which will be participating some members of the management board. Over to Thomas Buberl.
Thank you, Julien. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to AXA's half-year results. The first half this year has been unique in every aspect. The COVID-19 pandemic has sparked an unprecedented health and economic crisis. In this exceptional context, as you can see on slide five, AXA has fully played its role as an insurer. On the one hand, AXA protected its customers and its employees. We have reimbursed 1.2 billion euros in claims to our customers. We also dedicated 300 million euros to solidarity measures, and we guaranteed the jobs of our employees during that lockdown. On the other hand, AXA played its role in financing the economy. You saw that we are investing 500 million euros to shore up the equity of SMEs and SMIs in France. We also invested nearly 500 million euros in COVID-19 bonds to support the most hard-hit sectors. Finally, we continued our green investment strategy because the stimulus must be an opportunity to accelerate the ecological transitions, which is so necessary. Protecting in challenging moments is our business, but it's also about financing the economy over the long term. These are our two missions in the insurance business, and thanks to the solidity of AXA, we were able to fulfill that mission. Moving now to slide six, you can see clearly that AXA has proven its resilience during that crisis. Revenues amount to 52 billion euros. It is nearly stable. Given that context, which was quite challenging, it is a very good performance. This proves also our ability to serve our customers in these exceptional circumstances, thanks to the progress made in the past few years in terms of digitalization of our processes. The group is clearly profitable. Our underlying earnings amount to 1.9 billion euros. Logically, it's down by 48%, mainly due to the compensation which are paying out to our commercial lines and customers. It shows also AXA's ability in being profitable in a very challenging context. Excluding the COVID-19 and Equitable's deconsolidation, our underlying earnings are up by 1%. It is our business to be there with our customers in dire times that we have just experienced and over the long term. This is why we are building a group that is based on solid foundations. This is clear in the resilience of our solvency ratio. Despite challenging conditions in the market, they stand at 180%. It is well within the range of our strategic plan. Concerning our dividend, as you know, from the very beginning of the crisis, AXA's priority was to act in a responsible way towards all its stakeholders. The decision announced on June 3rd to pay half of our dividend shows that sense of responsibility towards our shareholders, but as well towards our supervisor. We said that we would offer a complementary payment if regulatory conditions were to be favorable. Well, the ACPR recommended on the 20th of July this year not to do, pay out dividends until the 1st of January 2021. And this is why the board of directors decided that AXA would not make an exceptional payout of its reserves to its shareholders in the fourth quarter this year. In this unique crisis, AXA shows, therefore, its sense of responsibility and its robustness. Moving on now to slide 7. You can see there the good resilience of our revenues, which is nearly stable, as you said before, with minus 2%. This result can be accounted for by the good performance of our first quarter, but also by our ability to continue our operations during the lockdown period. The slight decrease in our P&C damage is due to the fewer business of our customers in this lockdown period. The decrease in savings and pensions can be explained by difficult market conditions and the fewer payments in life insurance. However, note the very good performance of health, up by 10% in the second quarter. This confirms a very strong demand for protection and health services, and therefore the relevance of that strategic priority for AXA. As anticipated, the COVID-19 crisis has an impact on the profitability in this half year. If you look at slide 8 now, that decrease can be mainly accounted for by the amount of compensation paid to our commercial customers and our solidarity measures. In this context, we are logically our goals of underlying earnings and return on equity, we just withdrew it, and we confirm the solvency targets and operating cash flow that are free on the free basis because we are solid and resilient during this crisis. If we move now to the next slide, slide number 9, our geographies have resisted well during the first half, whether in France, Europe, Asia, or the international zone. This explains mainly through the decrease in the loss ratio in the motor business as well as through the growth in health in asset management. Our AXA XL division, which specializes in the large commercial risk and not having operations in the motor business, logically sees its operating underlying earnings more impacted. This should not hide the fact that its transformation is moving forward well. If you move to slide 10 now, you will see that despite the crisis, AXA XL shows a structural momentum that is favorable. The momentum in insurance and reinsurance continues to be very strong in the price factor, with rises of 19 and 11% in prices in the second quarter. The new management team under the leadership of Scott Dadsall is in place and is undertaking an underlying very disciplined policy. The exposure to NatCat was again reduced. As you can see, excluding the COVID-19, revenues of AXA XL is up by 9%, and the underlying earnings stand at 500 million euros, which is positive, and we will continue our efforts along those lines with great resolve.
Now, moving on to slide 11, and as I told you in the early part of my presentation, the COVID-19 crisis has not adversely affected the balance sheet of our group. Our solvency ratio, 2, came to 180% despite adverse market conditions. And it sits within the bracket announced as part of our Ambition 2020 plan. We also continued to deleverage the group. The gearing ratio sits also within the bracket that we have set for ourselves and that we have announced. Finally, the group has been generating the expected cash flow levels at 4.9 billion euros, which constitutes a totally satisfactory level of liquidity. These indicators lead us to confirm our objectives of robust parameters. This is a very severe and unparalleled crisis, which clearly reinforces our strategic goals. Moving on to slide 12, we are here reviewing the key principles for our strategy. The types of risks are changing. They are now more interconnected and more global. The pandemic is evidence of this. You need to have market players which are robust and which are experts to meet these new needs. This is why AXA reduced its exposure to the financial markets and has invested into segments for the future: healthcare and P&C protection. We saw how important these products were during the crisis. AXA transformed itself and is today better equipped to meet and take up these new challenges. In order to achieve our targets and goals, innovation is key and will remain so. It enables us to introduce new solutions to the market, and our partnership, the global partnership we've entered into with the Accor Hospitality Group to protect the health of their clients, is a very good example of this spirit of innovation. Finally, the climate remains our priority area of focus. The COVID-19 crisis should not have us forget it. AXA has been continuing its effort in this field. We have just published a report which reports on our measures and activities, and the numbers are very promising. But we need to recognize that there is still a long path ahead for us. But this is also true for everyone in the market. Now, I will give the floor to Etienne Boileau-Laurent, our Chief Financial Officer, who will review the detailed financial numbers.
Thank you, Thomas, and hello, everyone. We are going to be reviewing now all of the income statement and balance sheet items for the first half. As you have observed, and as Thomas said, the COVID-19 has affected more the P&L than the balance sheet. Underlying earnings remain very high at 1.9 billion euros, yet it has been impacted by two items. The first is the deconsolidation of Equitable Holdings, our former U.S. subsidiary, and the cost of COVID-19 claims, which amount to 1.5 billion euros. Now, what is important to note is that this 1.5 billion euro claims number is totally identical to the one we have announced on the 3rd of June when we announced our first estimates. We had to confirm this number, and we are doing so today. Now, outside of these two items, the underlying earnings are up 1%, which testifies to our resilience. If we look at our earnings per business line, what can be said is that for P&C, P&C is the business activity which has been mainly impacted by COVID-19 claims, with performance up 3%, factoring out the COVID claims. Life and savings, underlying earnings are down 9% to almost 1.2 billion euros, and the drop is due to the technical margin, which itself is down given the COVID-19 crisis. Now, in the health business, we are continuing our growth with a slight slowdown due to the COVID crisis. Asset management, similarly, sees its underlying earnings go up, with AUMs increasing by some 10%, and holdings are up. Underlying earnings are up due to lower costs and expenses. Now,
Moving on to the actual details, and let's zoom in on our core business, that is P&C. In the P&C business, when you look at gross revenues, business activity is almost stable, which in the tough condition is a fine performance. Starting with the commercial lines, you can see that the commercial line business remains in positive territory with a price impact which offsets the impact of the COVID claims and the dropping volumes. And dropping volumes reflect the lower business sales posted by our corporate clients due to the COVID crisis. This is the number one explanation. And also higher selectivity with respect to risks. Now, going into personal lines, you can see that revenues were down in the second quarter, and with fewer new business projects, which explains that revenues are slightly down. Now, let us look at the P&C. Performance has been impacted by the COVID-19 claims, but non-COVID-related performance is up to 3% underlying earnings. So combined ratio up, and the COVID impact accounts for almost all of this increase. It is down 0.1%, excluding this impact. Where does it originate? Well, in fact, it originates in the fact that there's a bit more of natural disasters compared with the first half of 2019, which had a nat cat level which was quite low. And it is offset by better reserve developments and by high cost disciplines. Now, let us zoom in on a more detailed analysis of the COVID claims. This is on page 17. The 1.5 billion euros in the COVID claim impact is detailed here on this slide by business line inside the P&C line. You can see that the largest contributor to this impact is the business interruption, far left, which of course has an impact on AXA XL as well as France, the United Kingdom, Switzerland and Germany. There is still a degree of uncertainty with respect to the magnitude of the loss ratio, but it is to be noted that we have booked in the 1.5 billion euro claim impact, we have booked provisions for claims which have not yet been notified. The second line of business is the event cancellation line. We already announced when we released our Q1 earnings, we announced this number, no deviation for the last 3 months. In motor insurance, there is a reduction in the loss ratio, which is due to the fact that during the lockdown period, people drove less, so down 7 points of loss ratio, mainly due to the lockdown period. And the other lines are either longer-term lines like casualty or creditor protection insurance with longer tail, longer term risks, which will crystallize in the next few months by the end of the year or in the next year. So mainly this item has provisions. And finally, you have solidarity and others, which reflects lower volumes, which is intentional on our part, reduction in premiums to support distressed SMEs mainly. Looking now at the picture by geographies, that is non-COVID-19 underlying earnings, you can see that all our geographies are up with respect to our underlying earnings. The reason for that is that we had better reserve developments for France and for Europe, and also financial result, which holds up well. Now, with respect to AXA XL, we had a budget of 0.6 billion euros ex-COVID for the first half. We are slightly down on budget due to the race riots in the US, which had a 0.1 billion euro impact for the first half. Now, I suggest we go to the life and saving business. We are down 8% with good news here. The good news is that the life and saving products, which are not capital hungry, are holding up well. This is the case of unit-linked products and protection products, while the euro funds, which are more capital hungry, are down. And this trend can be seen when you look at the change in gross revenues and when you look at the change in inflows. With respect to inflows, you can see that unit-linked business is holding up well, especially in France, with compared with the previous crisis, better resilience to market volatility, with a positive arbitration of the general account products, shifting to the unit-linked products despite this market volatility. Protection has been driven by good momentum in Asia and France, and general account business has been down mainly in Europe and in Asia.
Moving on now to our results. They remain high, with virtually 1.2 billion euros, but technical margin accounts for the 9% decline. The technical margin, as you will see, is itself the indirect outcome of the COVID crisis, as first of all, we extended daily compensation in France. We also noted a decline in profits on purchase because we gave more time to clients who didn't pay their premiums. And finally, there was a decline in the discount rate in France following lower rates, which was accelerated itself by the COVID. The investment margin remained very stable, mainly due to the decline in rates that are credited in France. And lastly, the overheads decline reflects the cost savings measures taken vigorously at the very beginning of the COVID crisis. Let's now move to the health sector. Growth is continuing in an ongoing manner. First of all, revenue is increasing individually and collectively. Individually, it is sharply higher, especially in Asia and mainly in China, since the acquisition of the 50% of AXA Tianping, achieved at the end of last year. In collective, it's driven mainly by France. The combined ratio is slightly up. Why is that the case? Well, we benefited from a current ratio improving due to less frequency in regard to healthcare, and we also benefited from our great discipline regarding costs. On the other hand, we have less good results, especially in France and in Japan, which accounts for such a performance. The result is up by 7%, mainly driven by revenues and also by a financial result, which is holding up quite well relative to last year. Health is not the only growth engine. We also have asset management that comes in focus, which sees its revenue increasing by 3%. That revenue rise is due to our assets and management rise, which benefit not only from a net inflow, which is positive, 16 billion euros in the first half, that's the amount, but also it's due to the valuation, which is positive, especially in regard to rates, due to the declines in interest rates. The underlying earnings ratio is down by 0.3 points, mainly thanks again to our cost discipline, so that our underlying earnings are up by 5%. Let's now switch to the net income for the group. If the underlying earnings are down by 48%, well, the net income is going down a bit less. Why is that the reason? Well, last year, there were more exceptional effects due to the divestiture of Equitable Holdings, our U.S. subsidiary, and this year, we are subject to the volatility of the markets, which has a negative impact on our net income. All in all, it's a less negative effect than last year, so the decline is less sharp on the net income than on the underlying earnings. It's about time to move to the balance sheet of the group. The COVID, as you noted, the COVID crisis impacted our results. As you will see, it does not impact, as we told you, the solidity of our balance sheet, with equity, shareholders' equity, stable, as the net income compensates more or less for the year. The payout of dividend, the solvency ratio, as you can see at the end of June, is very stable compared to the previous quarter, minus 2 points. And since the beginning of the year, the decline is a bit sharper. It's purely due to the market conditions, I mean the financial ones. And finally, you see that the AA ratings remain stable. They were even confirmed in March and April by the major ratings agencies. During this crisis with markets extremely volatile, it's absolutely key to have an active management of our investment portfolio, which was the case. Thanks to that very proactive policy, during which we divested a number of assets that we thought were at risk, you can see here that the average ratings remained very stable for our corporate bonds. There were no defaults. Certainly, there's a negative effect in our accounts due to market value, which fluctuates and goes in part through the P&L, but there's no default in reality in regard of our portfolio of assets. We also attempted to seize opportunities in the markets in the second quarter, especially in assets which we call alternative assets, mainly in the property business, but also AA tranches, AAAs or CLOs, to boost our reinvestment rate, which amounts to nearly 1.5% in the first half of this year. Let me move on now. Well, I yield to Thomas for the conclusion now. Thank you, Etienne. As you noted, AXA is fully playing its role and shows its resilience in the course of a unique crisis with the COVID-19. We protect our employees and our customers whilst investing to participate in the stimulus effort. Revenues for AXA is resisting. The group is profitable, generates cash flow that is significant, and continues its deleveraging. AXA confirms its strategic directions, its financial solidity targets, and will continue its transformation. Thank you very much for your attention. We are now available for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your keyboard.